Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, getting you set for week one of high school football. It is finally here. Couldn't be more excited. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the Red Hawks of Hiawatha. Joined by the football coach himself, that is Michael Downard. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, how are you? What's been going on? I mean, we got a lot to digest, but how are you feeling getting ready for week one?
Sure. Hey, Brandon. Well, feel pretty good. I think our kids feel pretty good. Didn't quite have the season we wanted to last year. So the kids did a good job over the summer getting in the weight room, responding, to the setback I think we kind of had last year. And, the injured kids did a good job of showing up, understanding that they needed to work hard and kind of rehab some injuries and spend some more time in the weight room. And, I'm excited. Kids are excited. Coaching staff excited. I know the school seems pretty excited as well.
It just seems like last season was as true as you could be when someone says when it rains, it pours. And the injuries just kind of continued to slowly pile up. It started early in the season. Tyler Willett goes down, and it just seemed like someone kept dropping. And it just seemed like one of those things, and you just couldn't get away from it. Was it just a season that you had never seen like before in terms of the number of injuries and just all the amount of kind of adversity that you guys had to go through?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I haven't been doing this super long. This will be my sixth year, in Hiawatha, year five as a head guy. Haven't seen anything like it. Even my coaches, older guys on staff, haven't seen anything like it. Pretty unfortunate. And, I think it takes a toll on not only the coaches, but also the community, also the kids. And, those are their friends and their teammates getting hurt. And that's kind of the hardest thing. They're hard to replace on the football field for sure, but it's also hard to kind of understand what kids are going through, the whole team's going through when things like that happen. So, we are fortunate that everybody's back healthy, and we're looking on to the new year.
Hiawatha head football coach Michael Downer joining us. I mentioned Tyler Willick's name. He is back. He had the ACL tear early on last season, and when we put our preview magazine together, one of the big things that you had talked about to us was the importance of Tyler's health and how long of a way that can go for the success of your team this year. How true is that? How is Tyler looking coming back from that injury and the expectations for him here in week one?
Sure. He's looked good in practice. We've kind of tried to limit him a little bit. He's the kind of guy that definitely does not want limited and wants to do everything full bore, full speed, full go. And it's kind of been tough trying to, kind of limit him a little bit in practice. And he really wants to get after it. And he's done a tremendous job of, rehabbing, coming back. Credit to him, his family, and his doctors getting him ready to go. So, it's our job to kind of see how, kind of ease him into things a little bit here as we get going. And hopefully, everything will stay okay and the knee will hold up. But, yeah, I know I'm excited to see him play, and I know he's ready to get back out there, too.
Who are some other names that the Hiawatha community need to keep an eye out for this year, whether it was, stepping in young last season because of injuries or just taking a big jump from last year to this year and then maybe putting themselves in position to start, whether it's on offense or defense? Who's a name or two that the community needs to keep an eye out for this year?
Sure. Well, Braden Newell, Connor Keller, or a receiver type, DB kind of guys that have had a really good offseason, had really good 7-on-7, workouts and stuff like that. So those are two skill guys. Josh Monaghan, kind of in the backfield again. He was back there last year. I look for his production to increase. And some big guys. I feel good about our guys up front. Beckett Potter, Maverick Schaefer, those are kind of household names, been with the program for a long time. And I look for those guys to step it up and keep improving. Those guys are seniors. And, Lane Kessler, he's a sophomore big guy. I'm excited to see what he'll do in some varsity games. So those are kind of some guys I think that, people are aware of, but, may not be super aware of, but should be aware of as we move forward.
Hiawatha travels to Royal Valley for week one on Friday night. We'll talk about the matchup when we come back here on KNZA. More with the Hiawatha head football coach, that is Michael Downard, here on KNZA. Our locker room chats continue here, getting set for week one. It's presented by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, should we get you set for Royal Valley, a road trip on Friday night, a key Big 7 matchup here in the first week of the season, a team that also won two games a year ago. They were 2-4 in league play, but they certainly bring back some very quality pieces, including a three-year starter at quarterback. What stands out about Royal Valley as you prep this week?
Sure, yeah. Well, you've got to hit on it. Their quarterback, it's always nice to have some veteran leadership at that position, so their quarterback will be good. He's good on defense as well. You know, they got a lot of their linemen are returning. You know, they played us pretty well last year. We kind of jumped on them early, and credit to those guys that came back, put up a heck of a fight, and you know, really made it close at the end of the game. So you know, I'd assume they're going to be really fired up and ready to get back after it when we roll into town on Friday. So you know, they're a good team. We know that. So we preach to our kids all week. You know, got to be ready to go.
Yeah, 26-19 was that final when you guys were able to knock them off last year in the opening game of the season. You touched on the offensive line a little bit, and that could be their biggest strength, and helping out the quarterback and helping out the run game. Four starters returning from last year. Do you see that as maybe their biggest strength, or maybe is there another position group that you're really kind of honing in on as the preparation continues?
Sure. Well, the offense they run, you know, I definitely think it's the offensive line. That's a huge benefit to have those guys back, and they played well. I know they played well all year last year. You know, we've got several games on them. They played well against us. They're big. They're physical. They run to the football. You know, I'm very impressed with their big guys.
Finally, Coach, a few keys and expectations for your team. It's been a long off season, getting a lot of guys healthy, getting it back. It's a fresh start, and there's a lot of buzz in the air around the community. But what do you want to see in just a few keys going to Royal Valley and trying to get this year off to a 1-0 start?
Kind of just what I touched on just a second ago. You know, I think our line play will need to match theirs. You know, I'm excited to see what Tyler will do and how he'll respond out there. Our running game needs to be, you know, we need to be able to run the ball. I think the biggest thing for us will be defense. You know, we kind of had a letdown in the second half with that game last year. You know, we got to take it to them all four quarters, and they're going to try to pound it, and we got to try to match their physicality. So I think those will be the keys to our game.
There it is, Hiawatha head football coach Michael Downer joining us, presented by Carl's Body Shop. The Redhawks going to Royal Valley to kick off their 2023 season on Friday night. Of course, you can watch that broadcast on the Hiawatha channel over at mscsports.net. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck at Royal Valley on Friday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks.